Hey, ¿qué pasa, Calexico? Welcome back to the podcast. Like always, before we begin, I want to thank a couple of people. I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank Sergio Armenta and David Gastelum. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home in the Imperial San Diego counties, make sure you contact David Gastelum. He's got over 20 years of experience. His number is 760-235-9576. He's not only an investor, but a realtor with, like I said, over 20 years of experience, and he'll show you the ropes along the line and one of the most investments in your life. You can also find David on Facebook. Just make sure you to look for David Gastelum and you'll find him. I also want to thank all those essential workers, all the people in the front lines. Thank you guys for being out there and, you know, making sure our groceries are stocked. You know, if you're a police officer, making sure we're safe. All those nurses that are, you know, helping, you know, save people's lives. Thank you guys for the amazing work you do. Also those truck drivers who are, you know, driving out there and, you know, delivering not only groceries, but our packages home. A lot of us are, you know, are staying home and ordering a lot of stuff online, and, you know, they're out there working even harder than before. So thank you guys. Today's guest, I have a couple of members from Mariachi Amanecer. We have Fernando Ledesma and David Galindo. Thank you guys for being here today. I know you guys were busy this morning, but thank you so much for taking a little break and you know, chatting with me.
Thank you for having us.
If you guys want to kind of introduce yourselves a little bit, like a little quick short bio as to who you are.
Of course, I'll let Fernando go first.
Hi, thank you. My name is Fernando Ledesma. I'm from Calexico, California. I graduated from high school in 2016. That's where the mariachi little career started, as me as a performer. When I was in high school, my freshman year, I started performing by being in marching band. That's where I got into music. I was in marching band since my freshman year all the way to my senior year with my maestro Carlos Navarrete. From there, my senior year, when I needed an elective for me to graduate, I decided to take on mariachi, and I ended up liking it a lot. I was a trumpet player from before. I used to play the drums in high school, but I picked up the trumpet again when I was in the senior year for mariachi band, and that's where I ended up liking it a lot. I got into it. I joined a couple other groups after graduation, which were back then Mariachi Frontera, and then with another group that's still right now, that's Mariachi Aurora. Then after that, I decided to take a leave. And after a couple years, David here contacted me and he said if I wanted to be part of Mariachi. I was so happy to take the offer. I really love music. I really love performing. And up to today, I'm here right now. So really happy to be playing Mariachi music.
Cool. What about you, David? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm currently, I'm 24, going to be 25 this year, God willing. My mariachi career started in high school, 2012, so it's been about 8 years that I've been playing. And I originally started in high school learning guitar. I wanted to learn classical guitar, so all throughout high school, I took 4 years of classical guitar. And in my junior year, I've always liked Mexican music. And in my junior year, I believe I was at the store with my mom, and I saw the directors of Mariachi Mixteco at the store shopping. I saw they had their shirts and everything. That's how I recognized them. Mom said that she knew them. I told her, hey, I want to join a mariachi. She was surprised. So, you know, since she knew them, we ended up seeing them outside of the store and we spoke to them. And the next Wednesday, I was already practicing with them. And about two months later, I went to my first mariachi conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And after that, in the summer, and I believe in August, September, we went to Guadalajara, which has the El Encuentro Internacional de Mariachi La Charrería. It's the biggest event there is for mariachi in Mexico. So that's what started my love for mariachi, my passion. And I was in Mariachi Mixteco for a couple of years. Due to job related, I started playing a little bit less because, you know, I had more responsibilities on my jobs. I wasn't able to play as much with them. But thankfully with them, I am thankful for the opportunity of playing with them. I went to many places, Guadalajara, Albuquerque. We even performed in Europe. We went to Germany and Belgium. So that was a really nice experiences. And, you know, performing, representing Mexico, representing the Imperial Valley. So it was nice. And after that, I had more time with my current job that I have. So I decided to take on the venture of making my own group. Thankfully, I started that in May of 2019. So it's already been a year, thank God. And, you know, we've been going strong since then. We obviously don't have as many years as other groups here in the Valley, mariachi groups, but we're getting there. And we definitely have the support from a lot of community members in the Imperial Valley, and especially Yuma. And Yuma, they've shown us a lot of love and support as well. We've been playing a lot over there.
Mariachi is not like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but mariachi is not a really popular, you know, type of music, especially for, you know, younger people like you. You know, I mean, you guys are fairly young. So what is it, you know, to you guys that are young, what is it that about mariachi that, you know, really, that, you know, that it makes you want to have, you know, this group and play? And, you know, what is it about the music? Because, I mean, I like mariachi. I might not have listened to it as much as I do other types of music, but, you know, it's part of our culture and stuff like that. What is it to you guys that, like I said, you know, you guys are relatively young. What is it about it that, you know, gives you a passion to play that type of music?
Well, it's different for everyone. A lot of people that that I know that play this, and this is for me, it's more of, you know, a lot of people that are young aren't not into it. A lot of people, especially in Southern California, only the people that that immigrate from Central Mexico and come up to Southern California or to Arizona or Texas are the people that are really into this kind of music. A lot of the people from this area are a lot into like norteño music, sireño music, and we can really tell when we go and play from different areas, like from Yuma, that are more into mariachi music, and here in the Imperial Valley that are more into norteño music. But I feel that it's more for me, the what I like, it's like what it says. The music is really expressive. Musicality wise, it's also very expressive, very complicated. It's complex. And that's what I like as a musician. You know, I like complex music. I like challenging myself. And if you want, in my opinion, like if you want a good way of learning how to play an instrument, being technical, playing with feeling, mariachi is the kind of music you want. You know, it's about the feeling with that kind of music, with mariachi music, and that's something that I enjoy. And new people that get into this kind of music is because there's now programs in other schools that, you know, teachers bring mariachi to the music program, and they like it a lot as well.
Yeah, I can agree with a lot of the points Fernando's bringing up. Specifically, I think from a cultural standpoint, you know, I can speak at least for myself, and I feel maybe a lot of people that are mariachis and play mariachi, they probably feel like, you know, it's a big tradition thing that mariachi's been for many years. It's been a, you know, available to people. And it's some things that are the music has been passed on from generation to generations. Most of it was lírica, which is just being told, hey, this is how you're going to play this note on the violin or on the trumpet. And that's how people would learn now. Mariachis are more established. A lot of them have degrees, especially in music. They're very established professionals. They can read music. They can do everything. So what I really like the most about mariachi is that it's very adaptable. You can play any kind of genre in mariachi, really, and it's gonna sound good. It's gonna give it its own flavor, you know.
You mentioned norteño music and cigarreño and others, like corrido type of music. And yeah, you know, especially here in Calexico in the Valley, in Mexicali, you know, it's really popular. You know, I can't really think of a lot of artists that do mariachi, maybe like El Potrillo, what's his name? Alejandro Fernandez. Yeah. And the other person that comes to mind that's not even Mexican, but I've seen him a couple of times and he'll bring out the mariachi is Luis Miguel. And it kind of surprised me that, you know, he's not even Mexican and yet he, you know, he really brings out, you know, this part of, you know, Mexican culture that not a lot of the other artists, you know, bring out. And, you know, it surprises me that, you know, he's willing to, you know, it's one of his biggest pulls from his show, you know, bringing out the mariachi and singing with the mariachi. And yeah, it's crazy that, like I said, I can't really name a lot of other artists, maybe Pepe Aguilar, that will bring out the mariachi. But other than, you know, a handful, like it's more of a, you know, norteño banda kind of. So, yeah. So like it surprises me that, you know, you guys are, you know, like I said, young and listen to this type of music or have a passion for mariachi. So right now with this whole, you know, COVID-19 thing, how hard has it been for you guys to get together and practice and, you know?
Well, for practicing, I'm sorry for the ones who, if they didn't know, I'm the group representative. I'm sorry for Mariachi Amanecer. So for the practicing, I would try to get everyone together. We all have a big group chat on Facebook Messenger and we'll video chat on there, try to practice a little bit. But since it's online and there's lag interference, we can't really all play at the same time. But I try to send out pieces of music and be like, hey, we're going to go over this song this week. And we have like a little list we're trying to finish just so we can keep the motivation, have something to do, keep our minds, you know, prepared and us, obviously we're never going to forget what we learned, but just so we can keep on improving, that way when things do get normal again, and we have everybody playing, then, you know, where we can do that, you know, we're going to come back stronger than before COVID. Right now we are playing currently, but we are doing very strict. We have to follow the guidelines. So we can't perform inside anywhere. We're going to be outside. We have to be reasonable distance from the clients. As an example, we'll probably be in the driveway. They'll probably be inside their house looking at us from the window or maybe even on the porch, that kind of distance. And we're obviously wearing our face masks and we're keeping 6 feet apart from each other while we're playing as well. So little things I have to implement, no contact payment. You know, we can get paid electronically. I won't be handling cash, things like that.
Yeah. How many members are you in total?
Normally it's a 6-person group, 6 to 7, which is average for a mariachi. You can see about 5 to 7-person group. And in bigger cities, it just depends. I mean, you can get groups that are 10 to 12, even 15 members, you know, but the more members you have, the more the price goes up. Mm. And that's the thing, to try to keep it kind of competitive pricing and to kind of keep it in a reasonable price. I have to keep a group that's around 6 to 7 members.
Yeah. What is it about, you know, performing in front of, or what's your favorite thing about, you know, performing in front of people and singing, you know, in front of a group of people?
Well, it's a really, really nice feeling. In performances we perform in Yuma, all over Imperial Valley, a lot of people really, really like our music. A lot of people really into it. If it's a birthday party, if it's a quinceañera, you know, though the people that are there, they really enjoy, they sing with us, and it's a really good feeling. It makes us, lets us know that we're doing a good job, that what we're doing is, you know, something that that a lot of people enjoy from all ages, you know. And I like it when a lot of people come up to us and they ask us if they could sing a song, you know. When people ask to take pictures with us, they record us, they put us up there in the media, and when we see our ourselves playing, you know, when we're looking up on Facebook and we're scrolling around those thousands of videos and we find our video, it's a really good feeling that we're there and that a lot of people are giving us really good comments. And it's something we enjoy to do, and it's something that, you know, we like getting good and bad feedback, you know, the bad one to get better and the good one, you know, to see how the people that are there like this.
Yeah. Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but it's time to pay some bills. So here's a word from one of our sponsors. All right, so now back to our regularly scheduled podcast.
Yeah, touching on what Fernando said, there's been a lot of instances where, you know, maybe there might be a couple kids at the party looking at us and interested. So we'll even play Baby Shark, you know, something like that for the kids. You know, just try to make it fun for everybody. You know, we'll go out of our scope to do some songs that Mariachi doesn't normally play. Like a lot of people will ask us for Norteño songs or maybe even a banda song that specifically only they play. But if I know the lyrics and I'm able to do it, I'll always say yes. Fernando knows that, but we all try our best. And I think that we're going to keep growing despite the COVID and all these things. We're going to keep growing as a group. And more importantly, we're not just a group. We're more of a family. We're more united, especially because we're all young and we're all motivated.
Yeah. Going back to, you know, you mentioned COVID, you know, right now a lot of people are, you know, going through some hard times. You know, they might be a little bit sad. Why do you feel music or like mariachi, especially mariachi, why is it important, or how can it change somebody's mood? Like if you guys come up to some, like, say for instance, contract you guys to go visit my grandma and that she's kind of sad, you know, do you think that, you know, that's something that can change somebody's mood or you know, their perspective of what's going on right now?
Yeah, of course. Music's a natural medicine. Music heals people. I think specifically, like you say, oh, if I brought it to, you know, my grandma or something, I feel like that would take that person maybe to a time in their life where things were better, obviously, besides COVID. You know, it might take them on, like, on a memory trip, and they're like, oh, I remember this song was playing. You know, a lot of these songs, we all have that feeling when we hear a certain song. It brings us back any memory. It can be bad or good or sad, but most of the time you link that you're at, like, your most happiest moments most of the time to songs. So I think that's the power that any music group can have, but more specifically mariachi, just because the emotion that it has inside the music, the emotion that it transcribes to the people around you that hear it. And I think that's the most important part. So that's the main reason. And we're doing good prices right now during COVID for the same reason. So people can lighten up and It's a hard situation. We're all going through the same thing, but I think if we all help each other, como dicen en español, todos ponen su granito de arena, we're all going to get out of this, you know, in a more positive way. We got to look at the positives during any, every negative situation.
Yeah, for sure. You want to chime in on this, Fernando?
I feel that this helps the person a lot with, you know, giving it the motivation and the hope that it will get better. Like David said, it takes that person to a trip in time where everything was different, that maybe they were young and they were happy for some reason, or months ago when it was their birthday and looking forward for their next birthday. You know, it gives them the hope and the motivation to keep on going. For example, with me, how mariachi music has impacted me during the COVID-19 pandemic, it gives me the motivation to get better at my instrument. And it also, the songs that are, a lot of songs talk about, you know, moving on or to look forward at a different camino, you know, and it gives me a lot of thinking. So I feel like it will motivate a lot of person, for example, like the lady, you know, to keep on pushing. It'll get better. The lady soon will see all their nietos in their house once again, you know, to keep on pushing for that moment. So yeah, I think it's the motivation and the hope that will help the person with, you know, with mariachi music, you know, to keep on pushing.
Yeah.
Not give it up.
Yeah. And especially like, you know, thinking back of the times where, you know, I've been at a party where mariachi's at, is that normally is like, you know, really big family gatherings, like especially like when I think back, it's, you know, somebody brought the mariachi for, and like I mentioned earlier, like, you know, mariachi is not really big with, you know, younger generations. So most of the times when it's somebody brings a mariachi over is because somebody older in the family had a party or whatnot, and they wanted to surprise them. So like, you know, thinking back of to that, it's like, yeah, like, you know, it's really good memories because, oh, we brought the mariachi for my grandma or for my tia. Yes. That's really old. And it's mainly the people that are there are family. So like, yeah, like mariachi's part of the family setting, you know, when you think back of, you know, gatherings and parties and whatnot. Is there something that you guys would like to add that I didn't, you know, ask you or, you know, talk about?
Yeah, sure. I was actually thinking earlier on the tradition for mariachi. Depending on, at least in the universal, most mariachis know that the traje de charro, which is our whole suit that we have to wear, you know, has to be respected. As in, sometimes you might see a mariachi without their moño or their suit jacket. They're missing something. It doesn't look appropriate. You know, I've tried to instill that into all my members and all the musicians who play with me here at Mariachi Amanecer. And we all have to look the same, you know, uniform. We have to look sharp. We can't be looking dirty, you know what I mean? I think that's something that should be talked about more, because it should be held to a higher standard, because that's how people are going to view us, you know what I mean? A lot of people are used to, I'm not going to say every mariachi in Mexicali, right? Because they're not all like, but there's a lot that have the same thoughts as us. But a lot of them as well, están desvestidos, sin moño, without a belt, you know, their pants are dirty, their boots. It doesn't cost much to just wipe them off with a rag, make sure you look clean and presentable, because we're pretty much, you know, all going to some stranger's house to make their day. And I mean, appearance is everything. So We have to keep that up at a higher level. And I think that's one of the most important things that I've learned during my mariachi career, during my experience. I definitely credit that to learning a lot of those things in mariachi mixteco. And that's what I'm using to bring over to my group.
Yeah, not only that, but you know, you're putting out there this tradition of, you know, mariachis that, you know, played a long, long time ago that, you know, might have, you know, that was part of their beliefs, you know, be presentable, you know, have all these, you know, things on you. And, you know, it's a tradition. It's like a family loom, you know, heirloom where you take care of it. And yeah, I mean, I understand. I get where you're coming from. Going back go ahead.
Yes. Going back to a question that you asked us in the beginning, or a comment you were saying about how it's rarely how we see mariachi put up on a stage or heard on the radio stations, and only a few artists do it, like Alejandro Fernandez, Vicente Fernandez, like those artists up there. A lot of people don't give it the credit to the mariachi people. To the mariachi player. I see that, you know, a lot of people go see a specific person. If there's a Mexican singer who decides to bring a mariachi, it's the singer with the musicians in the back. And I think that's one of the reasons why mariachi is not well known, because they give a lot of focus to the artist. But what people don't know is that while there's a very small number of artists that decide to like that use the mariachi music, there's tens of groups out there, or about 20 or 30 professional groups out there all over the United States, and specifically in like Southern California, Texas, or Florida and Mexico, that have that there's professional groups, just like there is La Arrolladora Banda Limón, and there's Banda Recodo, that those are individual groups that are well known because of the music, that there's no outside artist that comes in and says, I want to be a singer, I want to sing a song, and I want you guys to be behind me. No, it's they have their own singers as well as a mariachi. For example, Mariachi Vargas de Tecalitlan, Mariachi Noa Tecalitlan. Here in Southern California is Mariachi Los Camperos de Naticano, Mariachi Sol de Mexico. Those are the professional groups that play for Luis Miguel, that play for Juan Gabriel, and they're not giving the credit. You can tell that they're not giving the credit when the Grammys come in, the Latin Grammys come in. That you know that, and I'm not saying it's bad that the other people don't deserve the credit, like Cristian Nodal, but he uses a group as well. And I feel that if more people knew about the other individual groups, there would be more knowledge, because a lot of people don't know. But if you go into Los Angeles and there's a professional group that plays in a restaurant that has played for Luis Miguel, for Vicente Fernandez, that play for the Grammys, or if you go down into Guadalajara, there's Mariachi Noa Tecalitlan, you know, and you can see those people in public events. You can see them as well here in Calexico. In Imperial Valley, Mariachi Sol de Mexico, that performed in the Grammys for the three generations of the Fernandez, they come here to the Southwest Auditorium and perform their shows. And, you know, they're trying to reach out to people, but a lot of people, for some reason, you know, they don't put the interest, or they don't know. I feel like the music industry just doesn't give them enough credit. And they're really good singers. Everybody in those groups, a requirement is, you have to know how to sing, and you have to know how to read music. And they're really good singers. They're professional singers, and I feel that they're not being put out there. So when I perform, I feel that when all of us as Mariachi Amanecer performs, you know, we are trying to put them out there as being an individual group, all of us singing. And, you know, if they ask us, oh, who inspires you? Which group do you like? You know, we talk, oh, this is my favorite group, this is my favorite player. You know, and I feel that if more people were to be, you know, let know by like the music industry, oh, you know, this group right here, mariachi would be known a little bit more.
Do you feel that movies like Coco have, you know, especially like younger kids, you know, brought a little bit more interest into mariachis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely
I feel
agree.
Like it has.
Mm. Yeah, that's
I do agree.
And that's good, you know, because you got a lot of younger generations of you know, movie directors that are trying to, especially Hispanic and Mexican directors that are trying to do these type of things, you know, like especially you guys that are trying to, you know, keep this tradition of mariachi alive and you know, and spread that love for mariachi because, yeah, like I feel like, you know, I'm probably one of those people that probably doesn't listen to as much mariachi. I'll listen to Vicente Fernandez, but, you know, Jose Alfredo, like stuff like that. But not as much as I would do. Yeah. But like, yeah, we don't keep up with the newer generations. Well, guys, do you guys want to shout out your social media where they can reach out to you guys, where they can contact you guys?
Yeah, of course. You can find us on Facebook just under Mariachi Amanecer and on Instagram. I believe it's mariachi.amanecer.iv. That's how you can find us on there. And we go ahead and post there. Right now we're not posting as much because of COVID, but I did post a new photo today with the harp player with the face mask and everything. Yeah. It looks pretty sweet. So I may be posting more things on there.
Yeah. And I'll share. I'll put on the show note on the podcast notes. I'll put links to you guys and all that stuff.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate it.
But yeah,
thank you for having us.
No. I want to thank you guys for taking this little break, and I know you guys have a gig later on today. Thank you for taking a little break. I want to thank you for, you know, doing what you do. Like I said, mariachi is kind of like a lost art. It's kind of like going away a little bit, but hopefully young generations like you guys, you know, can keep it alive and, you know, can instill the importance of the mariachi in our culture and music in general. You know, it's a really awesome, you know, art, I want to thank you guys for doing what you do.
Of course, thank you. And I don't think mariachi will be leaving anytime soon. It's here to stay. There's a lot of young generations, especially when Fernando said that a lot of schools in the U.S. School system have mariachi as an actual class. There's in Southwestern College in Chula Vista, you can actually get a degree in mariachi, performing arts, and you can do so many things. There's a lot of mariachi educators. So I strongly believe that as long as we're out here and we continue, mariachi will still alive. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
We won't let that happen.
For sure. Thank you. All right, guys. Well, stay safe. You know,
likewise,
wash your hands, your face mask, and you know,
of course. Yeah.
And thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.
Alrighty, thank you. Take care.